I often get asked about the moon landing. Was it real? Was it fake? I've also gone many times to the NASA Space Center to take a look at the things. And you're able to actually see the quote-unquote ship, right? Like a replica of what they used to get up there. And here's the thing. I live in the boonies right now, and I barely hear living in the boonies with 2025 technology, according to what we have, can barely get a single bar in the middle of a forest. And you mean to tell me that the president was able to pick up a landline? You know, a landline's connected to wire, okay? So he was able to pick up a phone, because that's all to give you a show that he's picking up to communicate. You really know that there's no wire running to the moon, right? No landline is running to the moon. And you mean to tell me that he was able to have a perfect dialogue and conversation with people up there in the moon?
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity, and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And when they came out of the ship, there were cameras already there prepared. Listen, a lot of the things that we've been told has either been exaggerated or fabricated. And to say many things like that, people get very upset. But at the end of the day, all we have is opinions and discussions that we can have. One thing for sure is that Ephesians 6:12 tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against entities, principalities. And these principalities, they are seducing spirits. The Word of God warns you against these seducing spirits and these doctrines of devils. And a lot of what we've been fed through science, in the name of science, in the name of discovery, in the name of technology, are doctrines of devils. Doctrines that point to a different creator. Doctrines that point to deceptions that are there to captivate our minds and thoughts via knowledge, but at the end of the day, they bring destruction. If you remember during the Roswell incident, that's a very captivating incident that happened in the history of the United States of America. Every nation has some sort of a Roswell. Yet it seems like at the end of 2024, well, in the middle of 2024, we started seeing UFO disclosures upon UFO disclosures. End of 2024, drones, orbs, all sorts of things, many which could be explained, and others that, quite honestly, even pilots and 911 operators were stuck saying, whoa. And now we kick off 2025, and immediately they're telling you that there are UFO programs out there that deal with UFO bodies.
So tell me about the moment when you realized that you were involved in a retrieval of non-human technology, alien tech.
So it became very clear the first time our communication process and procedure was modified. And then just visually looking at the object on the ground, you could tell that it was extraordinary and anomalous. It was not human.
How close did you get?
Well, I was a helicopter pilot, and I operate with 150-foot to 200-foot long line. So I got within 150 feet of this object.
What did you see?
I saw an egg, a white egg.
Was there any visible propulsion system on it?
No, not what we would know. There's no engine. There was no thermal signature. I was operating at night when I finally came in to pick it up, so I'm working under night vision goggles at the time. And it was quite clear. I flipped them up, flipped them down, and looked at it a couple of different ways.
How did you know that that egg-shaped object was non-human in origin?
Well, visually, after seeing all kinds of things in my past, it was clearly something that was ridiculously looking. It's inconsistent with anything I'd ever seen before. I can also tell you that the reaction by my team, we all knew we were dealing with something extraordinary.
And at no stage were you ever subsequently told that the craft was of non-human origin?
I will tell you that during this process, over the last couple of years, it's been confirmed to me by ranking members of the UAP task force that what we were working with that night was in fact NHI, and it was not a unique experience.
Now, it could be a couple of things. Either they're fabricating it and it's all a lie, or number two, they are being deceived by those doctrines of devils and seducing spirits. I have no doubt in my mind that they've made contact. I feel that the contact that they have made is with the father of all lies. And that contact that they have made has seduced them with technology, with knowledge, and is making mankind and the world elites of this world feel like they're in control. However soon, just like in the Tower of Babel, they will realize that they were never in control. They will realize that they're leaning on their own understanding. And they will realize that just like in the Tower of Babel, this tower will soon fall. This is why as we head into this year, and you're seeing distractions upon distractions upon distractions, keep your eyesight on the kingdom of God and keep your eyesight on Jesus. Because the powers that be in this world desire to distract you, so that this way you have intrusive thoughts in your mind. And once they captivate your mind, they can seduce you with knowledge, with New Age doctrines, doctrines of devils, and your end, at the end of the day, is worse than your beginning. So stay focused on Jesus, and Jesus alone. Let's pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, thank you for your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for everything that you do for us. We talk about these topics, Heavenly Father, so that this way we can be educated and so we can have discernment as we start hearing these things everywhere. Remind brothers and sisters out there that you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have given us a sound mind, peace and sound mind. You desire for us to have a sound mind. If there's someone struggling today with fear, with worry, with depression, with anxiety, with intrusive thoughts, in the name of Jesus Christ, may the Lord rebuke all of that for His glory and His power alone. And may we submit to Jesus Christ today and resist the devil, and the devil will flee. He cannot flee if we do not submit to God. Make that decision today in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. If this video edified you in any way, can you press the thumbs up button and leave a comment in the comment section? In addition, thank you for considering supporting this broadcast. That's greatly appreciated. We have some free downloads in the description tab below, free books and other things like that. Check them out. And God bless you. God bless you and your family. And thanks for taking the time to be here today. God bless you.